Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
If you've been following me for a while, I want to say welcome. You're in for a treat. It's a wild ride. If you're brand new, nice to meet you. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am now in this podcast, Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I'll explain more about that. Even though I've had my doctorate for almost 20 years, I've never really used it, but all that is about to change, and that warrants a story. But listen, this is my third podcast over the last, 15 or so years. We've had the Igniting Souls podcast with over 400 episodes. We had the Blockchain Life podcast with over 50 episodes. You can find those previous podcasts, but this is a brand new podcast called The eMind. You see below, if you're watching via video, and by the way, this is going to be an audio podcast, but it's also going to have the recordings that are available via video, some of them that are going to be posted on YouTube as well. But this is co-sponsored by Cedarville University and Igniting Souls. So there's a lot of things going on with this podcast, but let me tell you what, I don't know of any other podcast out there on this exact topic. And you might say, Carrie, what are you going to be teaching me over the next year? So Lord willing, I think this is going to be a one-year podcast. And by that, I mean fall semester, spring semester. And then I'm going to reevaluate and say, look, what did people think? What's the feedback? How are people being affected or transformed or ignited? But let's get right into it. The whole story behind this podcast is that, let me set it up right here. I was training to go to France for over a year, actually for many years. For many years, my friends would go to France to bicycle, that is. And they said to me, Carrie, are you going to come this year finally? I said, finally, yes, I will come to France with you all. So I start training and training and training, and everything's looking great. They said, don't even worry about any of the details. We'll take care of all the details. Just get your plane ticket, land in Switzerland at this airport, and we'll take care of all the details. Well, guess what? As chance would have it, as God would orchestrate, 6 days before the trip, the big trip, one of the main people, his wife, received a cancer scare. And as a result, he rightfully said, Carrie, I can't go. I got to bail. So he said to the group, I'm out. And this other group that I was with, you know, this gentleman was the main leader. And when he jumped, all the other guys basically met and they said, we're bailing. If he can't go, we can't go. We don't want to go and make him feel bad. We don't want to go and leave him back here. He's in a tough situation. So we're all going to bail too. Well, now the choice is on me. And boy, am I stuck, right? Because I've been training for a long time. My friends all bailed. I don't want to go alone on the toughest mountains in France. Many of them are elite level Tour de France mountains that are actually in the whole 21 day race that happens on an annual basis. So I tell my friends, listen, I am torn because I booked a follow-up trip immediately to Paris for my clients, for my author clients, for my entrepreneur clients, so I can help them build their books, business, and brands. And I said, they've already paid. They've already booked their flights. They're already expecting me there in Paris on the final day of our bike trip. What, you know, I'm stuck. And so I began to talk, think, pray, chat with my wife and say, you know, should I go? I felt guilty about maybe going, and I felt guilty about not going. And it was just a bad situation. It was not something I asked for. Like a lot of us in life, we don't ask for certain things. Well, after looking at the flights and realizing that if I just go to Paris and if I reroute and if I cancel my bike trip, blah, 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 it would cost three times the amount. So finally, I just come to peace with it. And I say, I'm going on my own. I'm going alone to the toughest mountains in Europe, certainly the tallest ones. And I'm just going to make it happen. And what I did is I began to tap into the entrepreneur mindset, which is all about risk and the unknown and action and making bets and making it up as you go. And so sure enough, I went on the adventure of a lifetime over a 12-day period. Some of those were the biking, some of those were the speaking in Paris, but I tapped into what was 10 traits that I've used for the last 13 years as the last 20 years as an entrepreneur, because I started my company in 2003. And as a result, it was amazing. And we made it and we survived. We didn't only survive, we thrived. I tell you all that to say that this podcast is going to unpack those traits. But more than that, it is going to basically show everyone how thinking like an entrepreneur will help you gain an exponential advantage. I truly believe that. I believe today that more than any other time in human history, we all need to think like an entrepreneur. Even people who say, Carrie, I'm never going to be somebody who does a startup. I'm never going to be somebody who gets angel investors. I'm never going to be somebody who gets venture capitals, VC funding. You know, I'm never going to create my own product or service. I will tell you this. Tom Peters in Fast Company magazine. Guess the year. I'm not going to tell you the year until I tell you what he wrote. He wrote an article called The Brand Called You. The Brand Called You. And he says, you are the CEO of a company called Me Incorporated. And it is your job to market that brand. And just like the Coke, the Pepsis, all the big brands out there, it's your responsibility to market your brand, which is you. Now, some people are going to hear that and say, what in the world? That sounds very self-promoting. That sounds very, it sounds prideful. You know, who am I? I'm a brand. What are you talking about? Well, let's just unpack that for a moment. This podcast is going to be more heavily faith-based, but it's going to be heavily business-based. It's going to be heavily university-based. I don't know another podcast out there like this. I'm going to have guests. I'm going to have students from Cedarville University. I'm going to have professors. I'm going to have people who don't think they're entrepreneurs who actually are hidden entrepreneurs that really haven't embraced that word yet, but they actually are. We're going to have people who are starting brands. We're going to have seasoned entrepreneurs, and we are going to basically talk about what constitutes the E mind, and the E stands for entrepreneur. What constitutes the E mind? Wow. So Tom Peters, 1997 was that article. He wrote that article in 1997, August, September issue, I believe it was. And he basically was so far ahead of his time. He didn't know social media was going to be a thing. Listen, folks, when the Pope has a Twitter account or an Instagram, when you realize that you can be hired or fired based upon what you post. And some of you are saying, I'm not even part of the game. I don't have LinkedIn. I don't have Twitter or X. I don't have Threads. I don't have Snapchat. You know, whatever's the latest, greatest. And even if I list all of them, I'll date myself because there's new ones coming out all the time. Some people are going to say, I don't even play that game. Well, guess what? Not playing the digital game is branding. I want to say that again. By you saying I'm opting out of all branding, personal branding, that is a brand. And the brand will be interpreted by its listeners, readers, consumers. And some of them might say, you know what? I don't want anything that person has because they're not online. Now, I know this is harsh. I know some people, I heard once, one time somebody say, if you don't have a website, you don't exist. Now, that might be harsh. And I'm not saying I even suggest that view. But what I am saying is that we truly are each an extension of a brand. Now, if you're like, what's the chapter? What's the verse? Listen, I love the verse. It's again, some of you might not be a faith background, but I'm going to share why I'm bringing faith into this at times. My blockchain podcast wasn't really heavily faith-based, although I believe that we talked about epic issues touching everything. But there's this verse in Matthew 5 that says, let your light shine before people that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. What does that mean? God's saying, you're part of my brand. You're an extension of my brand. You're a sub-brand. I mean, that's truly what it's saying. You are a sub-brand. And if you let your light shine, it's going to reflect back to me. And it's going to cause the watching world to praise me. Well, what's the opposite? The opposite of that is don't let your light shine and don't reflect God. In other words, even if you work for a company, you may be an intrapreneur. All right. You might be somebody who says, I'm a sub brand of this other company. We're going to unpack all these things in depth over the next few months. But let me tell you this. Why am I talking about Cedarville? Why am I talking about Dr. Carey Overbrunner? Well, there's been a big shift. The big shift is that I, after starting my career as a pastor back in 2000-ish, I was a pastor till 2012, but I did start a company. I even had that side hustle concept. I even had that entrepreneurial desire, even though I didn't know what it fully was, back in 2003. When I started my first official company called Redeem the Day. And Redeem the Day was the place where I started housing the books that I wrote. And then it turned into speaking. And then it turned into coaching. And then I kept building things with great teammates that helped me build things. And after years and years and years, I started a publishing company. And then I basically left my day job. And I became an entrepreneur, hardcore, you know, main thing, main gig, left the predictability, the paycheck, the health care, the education credit for my kids, left it all and became an entrepreneur and absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. I thought I'd be an entrepreneur for the rest of my life. And I honestly think I am going to be. But back in 2005, when I was still at the church and I thought that, you know what, this whole pastor thing really isn't my final resting place. I applied to be a professor at Cedarville University. And I thought at the time, you know, I'll be a Bible professor. I'll apply. I applied. And guess what? They rejected me. And that's okay. I once heard a friend say, my buddy Dexter says that people's rejection is God's protection. So right now, if in your life you're receiving some rejection, just do some soul searching. That might actually be God's protection. But I said, fine, you know what? They don't want me to be a professor. No worries. I kept pushing and writing books and books and books and books. And finally, in 2012, I basically left it all and became an entrepreneur. And I have loved it. I've loved it so much. And began serving people, writing, publishing, marketing, started a blockchain company, a second company back in 2021. Everything's going great. I go to this Christmas party in December of 22. And guess who's there? Some faculty from Cedarville University. And they said, what are you doing with your life? I said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. They said, you need to apply to be the chair of our entrepreneurship program. We've been looking for 2 years. And I said, well, I'm very happy being an entrepreneur. I didn't tell them that I applied 18 years prior. But the gentleman, I believe his name is Travis Smith, he's on the advisory board. He said, I'm going to connect you tomorrow to the main dean of the business school, and you should seriously consider this. Long story short, he actually followed through. I was very surprised because sometimes people don't follow through. He connected me to the dean. The dean said, what do you think? Do you want to apply? I said, let me teach an adjunct class first. So you can test me. I'll test you. We'll see if it's a thing. And after the first class, I was hooked, man. It was 7 to 10 p.m., an hour and 10 minutes away from my house. And at 10 p.m., driving home in the winter of January in Ohio, I said, okay, God, maybe this is a radical shift. Maybe I'll be a professor in addition to being an entrepreneur. In fact, I went to Cedarville and said, look, if you want me to be your professor, I'm considering it, but I have to keep my companies. I love being an entrepreneur. They said, we want you to keep your companies. It makes you credible. It makes you have rapport with the young people. And so here we are. So we are starting this podcast for a couple of reasons. And this is to give you the quick backstory. And every other episode will be massively different than this one. So if you're still listening, you're amazing. but all the other episodes are going to be practical, tactical advice about entrepreneurship. But I had to give you the backstory. So this August, as in like right now, at least the time of this recording, August 2023, I am days away from starting. And in fact, this episode's probably going to launch on the first day of school. But I am starting my first year as a university full-time professor. And you might say, how in the world are you doing it full-time? I have an amazing team. So I'm committed to show up, filled up, 3 days a week at Cedarville, and then run my companies the other 2 days. I have a great team. I hired a great assistant, and we're making it happen. And it's amazing. It's unbelievable. I'm my mission in life is igniting souls by setting free world-changing ideas. And that is exactly what we're doing. So my official title is the Barry Chair of Entrepreneurship at Cedarville University. I teach 3 classes this semester, and I build the entrepreneurship program, and I build my companies. And some of the days it's theory and I'm teaching, and some of the days it's making it happen. And I am so on fire. I love it. My family's supportive. My kids are going to be starting school at Cedarville in about a year. And it's amazing. So what can you expect on this podcast? Well, let me tell you what. I have, finished a book called The E-Mind. It's being final touches as we speak. That will launch in October-ish, at the end of October. We've launched this podcast, The E-Mind, and it is for who are going to be the listeners? Okay, I'll tell you who's going to be the listeners, probably. It's probably some Cedarville students, some Cedarville staff, faculty, Cedarville alumni, parents, and then it's going to be Igniting Souls tribe, the tribe who's been around for the last 20 years. Those of you who still, love to show up filled up, love to be clear on your identity, your purpose, and your direction. But I realize half this audience is brand new, so I might have to repeat some things that you've heard in the past. And it is going to be fantastic. So this podcast is going to be very unique. As I mentioned, some Cedarville people, some Igniting Souls people. I think people who just want to learn more about what entrepreneurship's like. you know, somebody who says, look, am I an entrepreneur? How can I be one? Maybe I'm an intrapreneur. I'm a little bit, what would you say, disgruntled at my current job. Do I have what it takes to go pro? Listen, I wrote that book almost 10 years ago, Day Job to Dream Job. We launched it at Shawshank Prison. And we talked about how your day job can be like your Shawshank Prison and how you need to create your dream job, which is like your Zihuatanejo. We launched it with Hollywood celebrities. Listen, there's been so, I don't know what's going to happen with this podcast. And that's the beauty of it. It could turn into a great show. It could just turn into something small. It could turn into a big movement. You know, we are going to create entrepreneurship in a big way on campus. I don't know what's going to happen with the book. The book is literally broken down into the 10 traits. The book is fun. It talks about the whole bicycle adventure in France. And each chapter has a funny or crazy story that where I basically had to tap into entrepreneurship and make it. And when I say survive, I literally mean survive at times. I remember being, you know, thousands of feet up in the air as the sun is setting on a mountain all by myself, trying to navigate how to get down, and the temperature's dropping and I don't have lights. I mean, it was the adventure of all adventures, and I have photographs and digital pics to prove it. And I think just to give some context. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be a cool experiment. And you, my friend, are along for the ride, but don't just be along for the ride. We're going to go to ignitingsouls.com/emind, no dashes, ignitingsouls.com/emind. We're going to have a amazing, fun launch party. We're going to have an in-person party. We're going to have a virtual party. I'm going to share stories from classes without names. I want to protect confidentiality. But there's going to be some episodes where I'm driving home from class because it's a long commute, and I record just audio. So there's going to be a few times where it's just audio, and you're going to basically get 15 minutes audio tip, and I'm going to teach on a principle, the same type of level of principle that you would get at a fine institution like Cedarville, and you're going to learn some things. Others of you, you're going to want to see the video, and you're going to see students sharing real stories as they really launch their product and really have their first mess ups. And then you're going to see faculty, and I'm going to bring in people who say, I don't think entrepreneurship has anything to do with my discipline. And we're going to unpack that and say, is that true? Or are we all meant to be entrepreneurial in our mindset? I think so. I'll tell you why in future episodes. So it's just a true honor to be with you. It's a true gift. And we are doing this experiment together. Who knows what's going to happen? This is the way of the entrepreneur, where entrepreneur in its purest definition, it's one who bears risk. And I feel like today, more than ever, we're all bearing risk in today's world. And I think it's the ones who are entrepreneurs. In fact, I'll close with this quick story. There were people who asked me, what does entrepreneurship have to do with the university? What does entrepreneurship have to do with nursing? Aren't entrepreneurs college dropouts? Why have a program? Listen, I'll take all the questions, because I think they're all great questions. So should entrepreneurs go to the university? There's a great book called E-Leap. It's right above me. Gino Wickman wrote it. Gino Wickman interviewed entrepreneurs, and they said, whereas their degree may not have been fully transferable to the entrepreneurial world, the experience of the university, the multidisciplinary approach, the social structures, the discipline structures, they all said university was helpful. Interesting. I think there are components of the university mindset. There's mentorship, there's coaching. University is much more than taking subjects and topics. We can find that anywhere, but it is truly the experience, the professors investing, the friendships, the challenges. It's all amazing. And so I am thrilled. In fact, I feel alive when I'm on a college campus. And I've always felt that way. I don't know why, but even though I was never told to go to college, my parents did not even mention it. I can't remember once in my life. They would have been fine with me not doing college. I do think there's something powerful about the university. And I think there's something powerful about Cedarville, to be straight up honest with you all. We did a college tour with our son about a year ago, and we went to many, many colleges and universities on his own last October. This was prior to the December Christmas party. In October, he came to my wife, Kelly, and I, and he said, you know what, I think I want to go to Cedarville. So that train was going. And then God in his wisdom, 2 months later, had that Cedarville opportunity drop into my lap. So it was just amazing. I'm just so honored. But the point is this, folks, I believe that you have an idea. I believe that you are meant to be thinking like an entrepreneur. And I believe that you need the tips and training. And I believe that I'm here to help you. I want to be your guide. I want to share some fun highs and lows about the semester, and you're going to get real life stories from a professor who's new to the higher academic sphere, who's also then the next day in the marketplace, making it happen, hustling and becoming more focused as an entrepreneur. So it is going to be a wild, fun ride. It's an experiment. You'll get some bicycle tips and training along the way, as you'll hear some of the story. So thanks so much. Welcome to the E-Mind with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, sponsored by Cedarville University and Igniting Souls. Check out cedarville.edu, as well as ignitingsouls.com/E-Mind. We're going to make it happen, folks. I'll leave you with one thought. Have you ever said abracadabra? Well, as a kid, a lot of us did when we wanted something to happen. If you've hung around me, you know that the word abracadabra literally means it came to pass as it was spoken, or I create as I speak. I believe from a very young age, created in God's image, you were created to co-create. If you're created in God's image, which I believe you are, you were meant to create. And as an entrepreneur, that's what you do. This has been hardwired into you from the day you were born, to be a co-creator. And entrepreneurship is a vehicle and expression of how we can co-create. Whether we are in a corporation, whether we are an employee, never lose that entrepreneurial mindset and spirit. Thanks for joining us. I look forward to the next session. The next session is a young person, I believe 19, I could be wrong. Eve is her name, and she's an entrepreneur at the age of 19. You'll meet her in the next episode. And guess what? She started a company called Eve's Original Sin Cookie Company. Can you believe it? You're going to love her, and you're going to love our chat. Take care and be a soul on fire.
Thank you for listening to the E-Mind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the E-Mind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/E-Mind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.